That's a vibe. I like that one. Oh, wow. That came in a little loud. Hopefully, I didn't jump scare anyone there. But hello, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Missed last week's show. I was in D.C. between just visiting Ryan for Memorial Weekend and then crashed at his place for the whole week so that I could stay and then go to GLOW the next weekend, Project GLOW, which was an amazing time. First time catching G. Jones live. He had a remix of the collab between Porter and Nina already. That song isn't even out yet, but the remix was crazy. I did record the whole flipping thing, so maybe at some point I'll try and edit my screams out of the video and then play it on air. But I'm assuming they'll both be released shortly, so hopefully we can get those on air soon because they're both an earworm. They're crazy good. Also saw Nina and Porter. Who else did we see? Wooly was really good. A little bit of Zed's Dead, but then kind of moved over to Eric Pride's because the stage was a little full. Like, it is an Insomniac event, and from what I've heard, they very much oversell their events. So it was a little bit of crowd surge. I definitely got sunburned, so like being stuck in the crowd was also not super great. But overall, some really good sets. Oh, saw Alley Cat as well. That's a really fun one. Yeah, I don't know. Very, very good time. My first Sullivan King set as well. I saw Excision X, or Excision back-to-back Sullivan King, and that set was crazy. Like, especially the first, like, 15 minutes of it were, like, mental. As it was going on, I was like, I cannot believe it's only been 15 minutes. I feel like I've been dancing for, like, an hour. Really, really good stuff. But, yeah, I think I might be a little bit on the, like, dopamine come down from, like, a crazy weekend, and now I feel like today my mood's been a little bit mellower. Maybe that'll come across on the show, but maybe to kick things off, I want to play something, like, super crazy, bang my head a little bit, and get into it. So here is Death of the Witch by Beast Boy. Beast Boy is really into making, like, the gnarliest, grittiest, like, rhythm sounds, stuff that sounds like your computer is kind of falling apart while it's playing it. Oh no, I never turned off automation. I am not playing Wednesday by the Townies, but oh well. But yeah, he gets really into like really crunchy sounds, I suppose. And I really liked on this one, it seemed like he played a lot more with like MPE chords, which is using separate polyphonic like tuning on each note in a chord. So like as you're playing a chord, you're kind of blending the notes into other chords one note at a time and at different times, so you get these really weird sounding progressions. And I think that like is the smooth analog to all of the weird crunchy stuff that Beast Boy is always doing. So this was a kind of cool combination of sounds there, and just an impressive producer all around. Definitely check out Beast Boy. His tag might be Beast Boy Sucks, but I don't really think he sucks. I think he's pretty good. Let's get into it. This is Death of the Witch off of his EP, or his album, Loud and Fear. Hopefully. Oh, it's still connected to my phone. One second. I know I can do this. Okay. Here it is. Death of the Witch, Beast Boy. Bye.
that's way. I'ma burn that witch up.
So yeah, that was Death of the Witch by Beast Boy. Very, very, I hope it came across as crunchy to you as well. I feel like it's a very, very crunchy song. While we're on like nasty rhythm stuff, I want to play Square 4 by Kazo and Gravedigger, which is a little bit of a pump fake here because it isn't really a rhythm song. I feel like it starts as a rhythm song and it's called Square 4, which is like the main sound wave used to make rhythm sounds. But it very much quickly transitions into something else. And it'll at least get the energy pumping really early in the show. So let's do that. This is Square 4 by Kazo and Gravedigger. And I really can't wait to hear this one live. I think I might like hurt someone near me. That's not like a threat, FCC or whoever's listening right now. But like, I do tend to get pretty crazy when this stuff starts to play. And it's, I don't know, start dancing or like move away, man. That's all I'm saying. Okay, here's Square 4. So yeah, a little bit of a pump fake there. Definitely not exactly a rhythm song. And I feel like I've in conversation, some of my friends are just like so into hard style music, which is like what that genre is. And some of my friends are very much not into it. And for me, it's just like, it's so interesting, like, because I understand on paper, like, I don't think most people could listen to that while they're like reading or like doing work or something and wouldn't necessarily think of it as like, music, I suppose, but like people really like to turn up to that in the club. And I feel like it's just super fun to just pound your fist in the air super hard and stomp your feet. And like, I don't know, if you're not a fan of hard style, try doing that just like once. And like, I think it changes the genre for you a little bit. It's very much more enjoyable, a little bit more active too. Okay, wow, that was like, you know what, actually we have something that's still kind of fast, a lot of bit prettier than that in my opinion, but I want to play more of the Leotrix album, Prediction Affliction. I think last time we played, or two shows ago, we played Reminder, which I think is still one of the like wilder tracks on the album. But I want to play two more here, Preach and Age of Aquarius. I think Preach is like a very interesting take on hard style kind of drop. It feels very like cheerful and like holy, but not in a like happy hardcore kind of like Hatsune Miku 170 BPM cheerleader squad type thing. It's like just very like I don't know what the right word is for it, but you'll hear it and maybe you'll know what the heck I'm talking about. And then Age of Aquarius is just super funky, kind of classic Leotrix doing weird stuff with sound design, and I want to just play that too. So we might go one into the other here with no interlude, but here's Preach by Leotrix. Also, no theme, no blending, no whatever. I'm tired, I'm burnt. I got home last night at like midnight or one. Like, leave me alone, man. Okay, it's whatever. Here's Preach! See, it's already holy. Okay. Yeah, so two more songs from the Prediction Affliction album. Really like both of them. I think Preach, Age of Aquarius, and Reminder are like my three top tracks from that album. But I would definitely recommend checking out the whole thing, especially if you liked like those songs in particular. Because Beatrix, I feel like, is very much in a like a niche of his own when it comes to making these kind of songs and these sounds and noises and stuff. So if you like that, he's definitely the spot to go for it. I think, let's see, Age of Aquarius has a really smooth kind of groove and beat to it, so that's what I'm going to use as my segue into this next song, which is the new Skrillex song with Randomer, Blawan, and McDricka. It's called Thistle, and when I first listened to this song, I actually, kind of backed up and started, shaking a little bit. Or not, shaking, but, I did one of those, very immediately, because it's so, textured and... I don't know, man. He does something weird with his percussion every single time and puts his whole heart into it. Or you can look up a tweet of what else he puts into his percussion. But also, on that note, Skrillex teased an album. We're going to have a new 13-track album called Soma by Skrillex. And it's a quote-unquote sooner than you think. I was kind of hoping it was going to come out yesterday because they said sooner than you think on Monday. And I was going to be able to play stuff for the show today, but it's not out yet. But we are getting the Night Punk collab that he opened Ultra with. And then we're also getting two ISO XO collabs, I think, including Anybody. Which, I don't know, if you're following the IDs of Skrillex, these are some pretty big tunes that he's been playing for a while. I'm very excited to get them on, a way that we can easily repeat them over and over and over again. But for maybe a teaser of what is going to be on that album, here is the most recent and probably the final single release from the album. This is Thistle by Skrillex. Really, really cool track. But I mean, we've come to expect it from Skrillex. Let's be real. We'll be right back. crazy beat, crazy groove, such a fun song, and cannot wait for the whole album so I can just loop the entire album over and over and over again like I did with his last one. On the note of crazy grooves and a Skrillex, I suppose, I want to play one of the songs from the new Moody Good EP, Speed Bump 01. This is a collab with Karan as well, and I think Moody Good and Skrillex recently had a collab on Move Ting, and kind of from there, I feel like Moody Good, I don't want to say came out of the woodwork again, but I feel like it's been a minute since we got a concise release from Moody Good. And so we just got seven or eight tracks, and ETs, 6, 7, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I've got a friend in the studio. They're beaming at me the whole time. But this is called Mouthpiece by Moody Good and Karan. And I feel like it very much when I first found Moody Good, I found him on the track Wait, I have to think of what this is called because I don't think I can say the real thing on air. Moody Good. MTGFYT. Yeah. And it's very much a song that is just made up of folly sounds, camera shutters and cans and all kinds of weird stuff, and a super, super sick groove. So in my head, Moody Good has always been kind of in the same vein as Skrillex or maybe, I don't want to say exactly G Jones, but just having this really weird grasp on intricate rhythms and how to orchestrate them. And then Karan has been a really big name in this Brazilian funk Bahia movement going on right now. And so I don't know, I've very much appreciated a lot of Karan's releases lately. Moody Good I've always been a really big fan of, and I think this is a super cool collab of both of their genres, or I guess their styles of sound as well, because especially Brazilian funk relies so much on this unbalanced beat where this kick drum is super, super punchy and hitting I don't know, it feels very wobbly, kind of you're leaning into a lot of these kicks. But this, I guess the Moody Good bass or whatever is over kind of driving this track is very, very consistent. Whereas I feel it counteracts the usual Brazilian funk trend, I feel of really relying on punchy kicks and then silence, where you have these big moments of tons of energy and then nothing, and that gives you this huge wobbly kind of unbalanced feeling. I'm going in circles here a little bit, but hopefully while you're listening to this you'll hear how this kind of unprocessed vowely yoy bass that's just looping really quickly is driving the song while we still have this really intricate weird beat in the background. I love it a lot. So here is Mouthpiece by Moody Good and Karan. Yeah.
on them.
Super fun track. And while we're on it, I'm gonna keep up these really fun grooves. Okay, this one comes like in the later part of the song, but I was hyping up this song to my friend that's in the stew right now. And it's really good, and I'm really eager to play it. So here's the new Jewels. It's called Motion Detected. Confirmed, Jewels is releasing another album soon, which is great news because Floor Space, I think, still, like, to this day, is like one of my favorite dance albums like ever. I think it's such a great like encapsulation of electronic music and what sounds good on a floor in a club. He has a lot of range on that album too, and the remix album is super sick. And recently he's been doing a lot of these cool kind of like EP, like mixtape style tracks that are a little bit in line with like the Skrillex album, the FUS album. But I'm really excited to see what comes from his next, like, I don't know, consolidated album project, because his first one definitely left an imprint on my musical taste and what I'm looking for in, like, especially like the trap scene. Very, very cool. But I think he's grabbing onto the dance meta right now really quickly. He has a very he's very quick to setting the pace and keeping up with what's popular in the club scene, I suppose, or like the rave scene, without, I feel like, becoming too generic or like being a sellout. I don't know how to describe it. It feels like he's like in line with it and also one step ahead of the game kind of all the time, and it's super exciting to see whenever he has a release that's like, I don't know, part of a larger project. So here comes Motion Detected, and I like, you're just not ready for this song, man. I've been looping it like all week since it came out. It's so good. Like, definitely my favorite release. Even above the Skrillex one, man, I'm gonna say it was crazy. It's so good. Here it is.
Okay, hold up. Y'all going a little too hard.
Music.
Let's go, 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 go
Dude, he's crazy, right? Like, that one's, it's so nuts. I can't wait for the rest of the album. And it, like, he never comes to Boston, man. But once he is, I don't care, like, if it's his headline show or if he's opening for someone or whatever, like, I'm there, man, no matter what. Oh my God, I have to catch my breath. we were jumping around a little bit. Let's play. This is a little bit smoother, perhaps. Nah, never mind. Screw that. We're going to play the new Dylan Francis. He made this with Eleonora, a kind of newer artist, I think, coming out of Los Angeles, and America Foster. This is called Rhythm, and it is not a rhythm song. It is like a play on words of saying the word rhythm, but like rhythm. Dylan Francis kind of going back to the Moonbaton reggaeton stuff that he got really popular with, and I'm super excited for that because he's like really, really good at that and kind of the person who introduced me to that kind of music, or at least convinced me that I was really, really obsessed with it, especially with his collab with Skrillex, Bun Up the Dance. And I'm really excited to see him kind of, I feel like his, oh my goodness, his past couple of releases have been kind of in that vein, or at least he's been teasing a lot of it on his socials as well. So very exciting, and also just kind of doing some weird stuff in this one too. So, or like rather a third drop that kind of comes out of nowhere as well. So let's do that one too. Here's Rhythm by Dylan Francis, Eleonora, and America Foster.
Yeah, we're gonna
pretty good. I like that one a lot. I feel like it's a little hollow in headphones sometimes, but I liked it on the speakers here, and I feel like it would go super hard on like a club floor with a little bit more, you know, open room and reverb and stuff like that. I want to play Dozer next. This is what I put on my story today when I said we were going to be live at 10 p.m. This is the new track by Godlins. I feel like, I don't want to say Godlins is like slept on, but I feel like not enough people talk about Godlins, and Godlins doesn't have like a crazy amount of monthly listeners for what I think is like really, really quality like club music. Like, this stuff is super good, and I feel like a lot of her tracks are super energetic, super fun, super like full of herself kind of energy, and very, very like great vibes. And then even when they don't have like those kind of lyrics or like those raps or whatever, like, it's still a really driven electronic song. So shout out Godlins for just making like crazy stuff over and over and over again, and like, hopefully you get like a blow up soon, because I feel like this track, I feel like could have had like, I don't know, I really like this track, and I like a lot of, I feel like, what is it, Kashmir by Godlins is super, super good. After Party with, is it Jessica Autofred, very, very fun song. I don't know, check out Godlins. This is me repping, like, we need to get Godlins monthly listeners up like 5 times, because I think this track is quality. And it, she deserves the recognition she deserves. I don't know what I'm talking about at this point. Here's Dozer. It's really good. I'm dozing.
With a big vibe and sound.
Okay, so my friend in the studio here, Riggs, just said, like, they described it so well. There's nothing unnecessary in that song, and I feel like that's so true. Like, a lot of Godlins' production is super tight. Like, it's really, like, there's no extra, like, there might be ear candy, and there might be, like, a lot of stuff happening, but nothing feels like it's, like, out of place or just kind of, like, tossed onto the track, which I feel like is, like, I don't know. It speaks to a lot of quality to know, like, when your song is done, instead of, like, just tossing another thing on there. And I know I've made mixes in the past where, like, people have, like, when I'm working on it with other people who also make mixes and stuff, I'm like, how does this sound? Or how does this sound? And they'll be like, why did you put this part in there? And I was like, I don't know. It just kind of sounded empty. And they're like, maybe it sounds a little better just empty, you know? And, like, it's something you need to, I don't know, think about when you're compiling your tracks together. And especially, like, that song is really, like, minimal. I feel like a lot of it is just like these really clean loops on percussion that's mastered really well, and I don't know, maybe that's all you need. I think it sounds great in this track. All right, real quick, I want to get the PSA in, so here we go. The Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net, a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Very, very important, Food Not Bombs. I'm, like, actively looking for new work right now, and, like, I would love to work at a music company, but I would love to work at one that, like, isn't the devil, you know? Like, I think, like, Spotify, it's cool to be able to share music. What isn't cool is, like, perhaps all of the investments that the company is making with the money. And also the fact that, like, streaming is such a dead, like, form of getting finances for artists. Like, every streaming service runs in a net negative. I've been looking into this lately. Like, the only way that they actually make money is from shareholders investing in streaming services because they know that they have an advertising platform. Like, even the advertising revenue that they get keeps them in the red. It is strictly because, like, people think it can be a platform to distribute information on, which is kind of unsettling. I don't know. Also, shout out Sinova, a DJ also out of Los Angeles. I've bought some of his music physically because he's very anti-streaming. And he opened up his email to, like, conversation. And I hit him up the other day and about this conversation because I was just kind of interested on his take as someone who's been, you know, more impacted by it or more in the weeds with it and might have a stronger opinion on it. And very much shared, you know, some links and some ways for me to get more, I don't know, educated on this matter. Very cool person. Check out his music. He's got a new album coming out soon and you can buy it from his fan club right now. Again, he's very no streaming. He's very like artists should go back to owning their music and selling music so that people can own music and do things with it once they've bought it. Very cool person. Check it out. Sinova, that's Synova. Another artist out of Los Angeles too that Dylan Francis wanted to promote lately as like kind of an up and coming cool name. So check that out. Okay, I want to play the new Madion because it's really, really fun. This is, again, off of his new album, Victory, which isn't out yet, but he's kind of been dropping single after single. The last one had Slater as a feature, which was super fun. This one has Sam Gelatry? I don't know how to say his name, but it's called Red Jacket, and it's very, like, early Justice coded. That's what Nate described it to me as, and I feel like that's so true. And I think another like detail that I want to draw attention to, because Madion is like he's been in the game for a really long time. I think just recently his birthday was, and he kind of turned like the corner of he's been doing Madion for a larger percentage of his life than he hasn't been, if that makes sense. Like he's been doing it for more than half of his life, I suppose, which is really cool. And he, like, started the project when he was, like, 13 or something crazy like that. And so very obviously, like, knows what he's doing, knows how to, like, make something early Justice coded, perhaps. And so I think there's some other elements in this song that make it really, really fun. And one of them that I wanted to kind of draw special attention to is that he has this weird, like, looping reverb thing on the end of some of the drums or low ends of this song that make the bass like really, really rumbly. And I think it's a cool way to like eke out a lower frequency tone out of something that wouldn't usually have it. I don't know, super cool. See if you can keep your ear peeled for that, especially if you have headphones in. Might be a little bit harder to tell on a speaker, but a really cool like little detail and effect to throw on a song that is otherwise like super, super driven by the lead synth. So here is Red Jacket. Oh, and great vocals. There's an incredible vocal display here by Sam Jellitree. Great track. I love it. Oh, it's on Mom and Pop Music, which is Madion, or not Madion's label, but the label that Madion is on. That's one of the places I was looking for jobs, low-key. They're not hiring. It's whatever. All right, how much time do we have left? Not a ton, but there also isn't a show after this, so I might just play a couple more songs. Yeah! I'm wearing my Grizz shirt, and we didn't play the most recent Grizz, I think, in the last couple of song or shows here. I believe we're getting a Grizz album soon, too, which is going to be awesome because I love him so, so much. There's something so cool about, like, weird alien noises mixed with a saxophone and just, like, great funk and brass music. And also, he's just, like, great, 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 great vibes. Very, very comfortable with himself and the community that he's curating. And, like, I feel like every artist who's ever worked with him just has nothing but great things to say about him. Just fantastic person all around, and always kind of cheering and rooting for those around him and trying to make sure that they're building their platforms up. I feel like Probkaz especially has spoken a lot to how Grizz has encouraged him to get more into DJing and also singing, whereas instead of just kind of like his rap verses that he threw over like stuff that Grizz made, Improv has been much more into production and DJing and singing live. And he's been killing it. Like, honestly, Prob Koz was at Glow as well. Some of the mixes that he was throwing down were super, super fun. And I feel like you, like, couldn't tell that he picked up the decks, like, I think, like, a year and a half ago or something. Like, he's really been grinding on it. And I think a lot of that, too, is because he has this platform and this community, you know, where with people encouraging him to chase after that. And so, I don't know. Very cool person. We love Grizz on this show. This is BBFL, and you'll figure out what that stands for as the song plays.
It's all about the beats. It's all about the beats. It's all about the beats.